We present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Leonard Williams as Theodore Craythorpe, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan in
Mother's Day Arrest.
I couldn't eat all that breakfast, Susan.
Oh, Mother, you haven't touched it.
I had the toast and tea. I'm not hungry. All I want is a good rest.
And that's what you're going to have. I'll see no one disturbs you all day. Are you all right, Mum? Where are the pains? You want some aspirin?
No. I'm just a bit under the weather, Jimmy. I'm just going to have a day in bed, that's all.
Well, don't worry about anything, Mum. I'll see nobody makes a noise or bothers you.
Thank you, son.
Oh, Mum, shall I wear me grey pants or me jeans?
Well,
put what you like on. Don't worry, Mother, about your jeans. My jeans? It's your jeans that worry me, Mum. They're so tight you need a potato peeler to get them off. Now, look here. One knee's bend and you'll be locked up.
Please, stop it.
I'm sorry, Mother. I should think you are. Mum's ill, you know.
All right, Jimmy, that's enough from you.
Yes, Mum, I won't say another word.
Good.
The next time Susan starts to cause her out, I'll just ignore her.
Oh, what a boy.
I'm sorry, Mother. I'll see that it doesn't happen again. Mum, where are my clean socks?
Oh, dear. They're in the drawer in your wardrobe, marked socks.
That's the only place I didn't look. Now lie down, Mum, and have a good rest.
Thank you.
He's hopeless. I'd better go and sort him out before he thinks of something else to worry you.
Too late.
Hey, Mum, have you seen my roller skate?
Oh.
Mother wants to get some rest. Well, why don't you go downstairs and leave her alone, then? Mum, shall I take this breakfast tray down for you?
Yes, please. Anything, so long as you... just take it down.
Hey, you've left it all, Mum.
I couldn't eat it, Mum.
Well, I'll take it next door for their dog. They won't know Susan cooked
it.
Oh!
Susan, save it up till I'm on my feet, and then we'll both deal with him. Oh, Susan, what was that?
Jimmy, what happened? I found one of my roller skates.
Oh, what's going to happen next?
He's all right, Mother. Now, don't worry. Just lie back and rest.
Rest? I get more rest on the Big Dipper at Blackpool.
Oh, shut up, Ozzy. You're home now. You'll soon get those wet clothes off.
It's all right for you. You're not wet.
And you wouldn't have been wet if you weren't that. Fancy trying to leap across a stream in two jumps.
Oh, yes,
come on, old love. Your son's dripping all over the place.
What are you laughing at?
Luke, your tears making little green spots all over your mother's mucky steps.
Oh, tell my dad it's you.
Oh, tell your dad. I'm not scared of him, the big lanky stickeroo bob. It's as dark as your...
What the heck? What's happened?
I'm wet!
Your Ozzy fell in a stream. But don't worry, he's not hurt.
Not yet, he isn't. Get in there, you little hooligan.
He'll be all right when he gets dry.
Who cares about him? Those pants cost me 15 bob.
His granddad said they look like yours, cut down.
Shut up, you cheeky young puppy. Oh, and you, you sniveller.
Dad, I'm cold.
Get in the house, then.
If you get me, I'll tell me, Mum.
No bother, I'll tell her. Missy, I've just clouted that little brat of yours.
Hello, Mr. Higginbottom.
Just a minute, I'm not finished with you.
But shouldn't you go in and clout Ozzy again? I mean, I'll have your dinner.
It's very funny that Ozzy's soaking wet and your bone dry.
Yes, it is. I mean, yes, it is. Hello.
Come here. What happened?
Oh, Ozzy and me and Charlie Thompson were playing Olympic games.
Go on.
No, Charlie won the pole vault because he's a Boy Scout.
Eh? Hey? What's that got to do with it?
Well, he was the only one with a pole. Then I won the hop, step and the jump, but Ozzy said I'd twisted, so we talked it over.
Yes?
Then Ozzy admitted he was wrong and I got off his head and... He said he could beat my record blindfolded. So I bet him threatened, tied a hanky around his eyes, and that's where it went wrong.
Look, how did Ozzy get in the stream?
Well, he must have been pointed in the wrong direction. Because instead of a hop, step, and a jump, he did a hop, step, and a belly flopper.
Come in there, Susan. Well, did you get everything from a chemist?
Yes, eventually. Did you cope with Mother all right?
Of course. And what's more, I fixed the lunch. A nice boiled ham salad.
Oh, no.
Right? It's all out in the kitchen. I slipped down to the shop in the corner while you were out.
But I have a stew cooking in the oven.
I wondered what that funny smell was in it. I mean, the appetizing smell was out there.
Oh, well, we can have the ham for supper. Here we are. Come and get it. Sure. I brought you lunch, isn't it?
Oh, Jimmy, you haven't.
We're spending a week's money on one meal. For lunch today, we now have ham salad, stew, fish and chips. What's for our fish?
Jimmy, we've overdone it.
Look, while Mother's here, I'm going to run things.
Oh, yes, yes.
I'll decide what the meal's going to be. I'll buy the food and I'll cook it.
And you'll eat it, because I won't.
Now then, Jimmy.
I'll eat it if you cook it, Grandad, even if it just smells a bit sweet.
Now, Susan's quite a good little cook.
Well, why did you throw your fish in the dustbin last Friday?
Did you, Grandad?
I saw him with a clothes peg on his nose.
Now, Jimmy, now, don't make things worse. My stomach was a bit off color, and I didn't want to think you to be offended. Honestly, I didn't even taste the fish.
No, the smell was enough. I went outside and two cats were in the dustbin fighting.
Oh, so what?
They were fighting to get out. Very well, then. If that's the way you both feel.
Now, take no notice, Susan. Jimmy, you apologize to Susan at once.
What for?
About her cooking.
All right. Susan, I'm sorry you're a rotten cook. Well, of all
that... You apologize properly or you'll be across my knees. Now, go on.
I'm sorry, Susan. I apologize.
Right. Let's say no more. We'll have Susan's stew for lunch.
And so much powder for the sweet. Here's the George, please, Jimmy.
Yes, Bob. And if it's somebody I don't like, I'll ask them to stay for lunch.
Oh, Granddad, you have to do something with him. He's been nothing but trouble all morning. Until I was called for him, Mother didn't have a minute to eat.
Oh, come now, be fair, Susan. He's been trying to help.
Oh, yes. He's got the tray on the stairs, filled a cup of tea on Mother's eiderdown, washed up and broke three plates. And when Mother did get off to sleep for a minute, she woke her up to ask her if she wanted to borrow any of his space comics. Come in, Mr. Craythorpe.
Miss Hatcherton. Hello, Susan. Mr. Fitzgerald.
Hello, Mr. Craythorpe.
Oh, and you. Oh.
I was dreadfully sorry to hear about Mrs. Tidlow, and my sister thought you might be rather hurt.
Guess what? She's brought a pie for lunch.
That's all? Well, I think I'll have a stroll around the garden before lunch. I need to work up an appetite.
Oh, I hope I haven't done the wrong thing. But I assure you...
It's very kind of you, Mr. Craythorpe. Oh, we have arranged lunch, but I'll put it away for
that. Christmas dinner. We haven't bought that yet.
Is something burning?
Oh, my lunch. It'll be burning. With a little bit of luck.
Oh, what a pity.
Yes, isn't it? Now we'll have to settle for boiled ham or fish and chips.
What was Susan going to give you?
Food poison.
Hey, Susan, you always ask all some funny faces when you're putting lipstick on. It bothers me, Grandad, when he's shaving.
You want to look at your own face. That's funny, any time.
Oh, very clever. You ought to be a comedian.
Is that so?
Yes, you look like Ken Dodd.
Oh, get out of my way.
Thank goodness it stopped raining.
Are you going out with Auntie Hall when he mums you?
I'm not going out at all. He was coming round this afternoon. And if you see him, don't mention Aunt Hall.
Oh, Billy's jealous, is it?
Just keep quiet, that's all.
Well, there I was, chatting to your mother about the women's guild. And suddenly I found she was asleep. So I left her to it.
How about a game of blow football, Mr. Craythorpe?
No, thank you, James. You caught me with that last piece.
Oh, what was that, Mr. Craythorpe?
Well, you know the shooter one blows at the ball? Well, when James blew through his...
I forgot I had a mouthful of peas.
Oh, I'll bet you forgot.
Hey, look who's coming up the path.
I wonder what he wants.
You, is it, Choppy Billy?
Mr. Higginbottom's coming here.
Oh, heck. Susan, go and tell him I'm out.
I will not.
Mr. Craythorpe, come on, you tell him.
Don't pull me, James. I'm coming. What can I tell him?
Oh, tell him I've been called up to the scouts or anything.
Very well. I'll do my best to get rid of him. Mr. Higginbottom, I'm afraid you can't...
Out of my way, Craythorpe. Where's that little store? There you are. Ozzy told me that you'll tell me what really happened. You pushed him in the stream.
Mr. Higginbottom, you're pulling my car.
I know. I'm going to show you there is nothing.
Take your hands off that boy's tie.
If I do, I'll put them round your windpipe.
If you lay one finger on me...
What?
I'll please help. Susan, dial 999 and tell them there's a batsman here.
Aye, and get an ambulance for Craythorpe and your brother.
My mother's in the bed.
Yes, you ruffian. Have a cab.
What's going on down there? There you are, you broke me, ma'am.
If you touch him, I'll strike you with my umbrella.
Susan, what is it? It's Mr. Higginbottom, Mother. He's come to see you, ma'am.
Now, look here.
Now, if you upset that lady by telling her whatever it is James has done, then I'll upset your wife.
You what?
I saw you coming out of the Rose and Crown last night, and it wasn't the landlord you were kissing.
It was the barmaid's birthday, that's all.
But perhaps your wife would like to get an attention. And you.
Now listen.
Come on,
Mr. Higginbottom, we'll all keep quiet.
What can I say? I don't know how to cope with women.
This is my mum's birthday.
How do you
you, Mr. Higginbottom, and Mr. Claypool.
Yes, thank you,
sir. Come in, please.
Oh, thanks, Missy. I'm sorry to see you. In bed, I mean.
Well, it was very nice of you to call.
Now, listen to
me. The baby thinks that... I beg your pardon.
Oh, no, I wasn't saying anything.
It was nice for Mr. Higginbottom to call, wasn't it?
Mum, say that.
Come in.
The word for a room is la.
It was very nice of you to call, Mr. Higginbottom, so you could hear me, Mamma. What did you say, Mr. Higginbottom?
Nothing.
That's what it sounded like. How's Mrs.
Higginbottom? As nothing as ever. I mean, she's rather upset. She's annoyed with Ozzy.
Oh, well, you know what boys are.
Yes, some of them are a little...
Oswald had an unfortunate accident. He's rather bad.
He always is. Have an accident.
And you'll have an accident in a minute if you're not careful.
What's the matter?
Well, this little...
The barmaid.
The barmaid.
Yes, she told Mr. Higginbottom when he was when he was collecting his bottles that James should be careful on his bike. It's late, you know.
Oh, well, you mustn't go out on it again, Jimmy. Not until they're fixed.
Oh, I'll see to that, Mrs. Clitheroe. We'll have a walk around to our house, son, and I'll fix you up there.
Hello, you will.
I'll see you in a Susan.
I've just come at the door.
He's quick, you know. He's not just an ugly face.
Oh, it's you, Alfie.
I don't
think that. Get away. Alfie, I thought you were just fired.
Oh, I hope Father doesn't bring him up here. I just don't think I can cope with him today. He goes rattling on about...
And this word do you want?
The apples. I don't like oranges, so I brought them. You're standing on me foot.
I'm sorry. I'll take the oranges and eat them. Give them to Mrs. Clitheroe.
Yes, because they're good for your oranges. Yeah, I don't like them, but my granddad swears by them. But he's always swearing, you see, because he was in the cavalry. But, you know, he eats his skin and the tips, and he said it's good for your complexion. He eats bones as well. You know, oh, he's 85 with a lovely complexion and broken teeth.
Will you come in here, please?
Well, why,
don't wind him up again. He's bought some oranges for your mother. He ate the apples because the bus was late, and I'm going in the garden.
What was all that?
Hey, don't ask me. You know, sometimes I can't understand the word he said.
I wasn't expecting you again.
No, I wasn't expecting myself. To come here, I mean. So he said, Theodore Craydock, Craybot. He told my man that your man was in bed when she was doing the washing. So she told me to go to the market for some fruit and take the bundle to my Auntie Mary.
A bundle of fruit?
No, not washing. Oh. Yeah, you see, my man's got a spin dryer and Auntie Mary couldn't dry her own things because my Uncle Bert chopped up the clothes from. Oh, no. No, Auntie Mary gets it. Name with it.
Well, James, I'm glad we got rid of Higginbottom.
No, am I, but I think I'll see about his leg for a bit. When he said goodbye, I didn't like the way he patted me on the head with his knuckles.
Oh, well, you see, I've got a lot to do.
And she's waiting for somebody else to go.
The
doctor. He's coming back.
Come to the door and I'll explain. Well, I'll see you all again next time if you're with Roselle. I mean, the next time I come.
What's Susan trying to get rid of him?
Yes, she's expecting Billy Parker. It's a passion flower. So she's getting rid of the dandelion first. Hey! Oh, that's done it. Susan, come here quick.
What do you want?
Come here if you don't want to be an old maid. What are you talking about? Sir Lancelot is just talking his fiery tea. Billy Parker's just getting off his motorbike.
Oh, my goodness.
Alfie, don't go yet.
Jimmy, get Alfie out of the way.
Like you did with Mr. Higginbottom. All right, I'll do it. So long as you don't tell me, Mum, about me borrowing a shilling.
When did you borrow a shilling?
Now, hand it on.
Okay, that's Blackdale.
Oh, are you there, Mrs. Alfred?
Quick, Billy's coming up the path.
Oh, here's your shilling, you gangster. Thank you, sucker. Maybe it's him.
Romance can be so complicated. I remember when my youngest sister met the leader of the band of hope.
Bussin?
I'll let Billy wait. It'll give Jimmy time to get out the other back way.
Bussin? Bueno, Bussin, Maria, that
sounds
more like the hospital.
Mom, you're not asleep, are you?
No, I just hope you might think I was.
Well, get your head from under the bedclothes. Alfie Holt's come to see you.
That's all I've been waiting for. Hello, Alfie. It's nice to see you.
Well, I was going home, but Jimmy said he wanted to see me, so here I am.
Yes?
I'd like to see you alone afterwards, Jimmy. Oh, perhaps Grandad had better come up with you. He's stronger than I am.
It's not very nice being in bed on your own. Dummy. Wait, nobody to talk to.
Oh, Jimmy sees I'm not left alone too long. He keeps popping in with someone every 5 minutes.
Well, I know when I was ill, I got fed up. Just after talking to myself.
He's still doing it.
Well, I was glad when anybody called because my mum used to send him up with me knitting needles.
You knit?
Mom, don't be nasty.
I mean that he knit with the knitting needles.
Oh, no. So, you see, I broke my ankle, and when I got the visitor, I used to let them scratch my leg inside the plaster.
Alfie, I think we'd better go. My mom's getting that blank loose.
Well, sit down, Mrs. Slither. I'll be soon better.
Get back, Alfie.
Jay,
what's the idea?
Alfie wants to tell you something.
Do I?
Yes, it's a joke. The one you told us yesterday.
Now, look, I'm trying to...
Oh, you're back with this, ma'am. Go on, Alfie.
Well, you see...
It's a long one, ma'am, and I've heard it. So I'll pop down and see if it's clear. It's the cheese at me.
Jimmy, you come here. Oh.
Now, that is informed of me, too, of course.
Oh. I nearly lost my shilling, then.
James, where have you been? Hmm? Did Alfred go?
Yes, it's with Mam. Where's Billy?
In the lounge with Susan, and he's rather suspicious. We'd better keep our voices down. They haven't closed the door.
Oh, let's hear how she's doing.
I'm sorry, Susan. I promise I won't be jealous anymore.
I can see that. Like an expert. She wouldn't be so cocky if she knew where Alfie was.
James, you can't listen at the door.
Not while you've got your ear all at the floor.
So just so you forgive me. Give me a little.
All right, then. She's getting sloppy. Nancy, help me.
James, this is dreadful.
Sickening, I call it. I'd better break it up now. If she really gets cracking, it'll take 5 minutes to bring him round. Here we go. All right, Marlon Brando. Give Bridget Bardot one more smacker, and then you're off. You get lost.
You are a bit of a nuisance, Jim.
So are you. I mean, Mam wants to see Aunt Susan, so you'll have to go home. Don't be ridiculous. You know who didn't go, you know where. And he'll be here any minute.
Oh,
the doctor, I mean, Billy. Oh, well, would you mind coming back this evening, Billy?
Well, all right. I'll see you later, then.
Mr. Graythorpe, have you seen Jimmy?
I'll get him for a stair, Susan, get back on his knees.
What's going on here?
Well, I'm going now, so I'll fetch her off.
Alfie Hall, so he is here.
Hello, Alfie. Oh, what a surprise. Susan, Alfie's just arrived.
Oh.
Yes, that's it. I just let it in.
You're so good. I've been here for an hour.
Oh, don't some mothers have them.
Susan Clitheroe, you're nothing but a Jezebel.
No,
talk to
me like that.
No, like that, I'll
bomb
you.
You what? I'll murder you.
No, let's talk this out. Come on, then, big man.
Jeff,
what's going on here? It sounds like a public house brawl.
Well, he ought to know.
Now, just clear out of it, both of you. Go on now, go on.
And that's the end of round three. Come in, Barrington Crater. I'll get it, Grandad.
I'm sorry, Mr. Sinclair. Goodbye, Susan.
Well, I was only trying to...
Well, goodbye. Don't either of you come back.
Don't be too harsh, Mr. Sinclair. They're only boys.
What? My daughter upstairs ill. She's had no rest all day, and there's this girl and her boyfriend start fighting.
Well, I'm sorry.
Now, let's all calm down. And perhaps Mrs. Clitheroe can at last get some rest.
Mom, it's Mrs. Eccles on the phone. She wants to know how you are.
Oh, that boy. But what are you doing out of bed?
I have the phone, Jimmy. I want to make a call to your Auntie Mabel in Wigan.
Auntie Mabel?
Yes, I'm going to ask her if she's got a spare room for the weekend. It's the only way I'll ever get any rest.
Well, you might catch cold on the train, Mum.
I'm staying here. You're the one who's going to Wigan.
Recording of the Clitheroe Kid you heard, Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Dermot Williams,
Danny Ross, Diana Day, Peter Goodright, and Tony Mellory. The theme music was written by Alan Roper and played by the BBC Northern Dance Orchestra, directed by Alan Ainsworth. The program, which was written and produced by James Casey, starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
I didn't go to Wigan. The Auntie Mabel said she couldn't take me because the house wasn't insured. Anyway, Mr. Graythorpe let me stay with him for the weekend, and we had a smashing time when his sister was out of the way. Luckily, on Saturday afternoon, I managed to, she accidentally got locked in the, coal shed. By the way, my mum's better. She's got her strength back. That's why I'm having my tea standing up. Hello!